like to make a motion to approve a resolution declaring a shelter crisis in Butte County.
And with that endorsement from Larry Wall, arguably the board's most conservative member, the board unanimously declared a shelter crisis throughout the county. The designation makes the county eligible for nearly $5 million in state financial aid for homeless services. It also cuts a lot of red tape, allowing officials to begin housing homeless people on county-owned property within unincorporated areas. How many and how soon remains unclear. The board would still have to approve individual locations. While the declaration overrides certain aspects of the state building code, allowing people to occupy dwellings otherwise considered substandard, structures would still have to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, limiting options. County officials told the board they were not aware of any county property that is currently unused, located in an unincorporated area, and meets ADA requirements. Housing advocate Charles Withune said homelessness deserves to be front and center.
This is an issue that has come on us slowly. If by any other reason 400 people became homeless by earthquake, flood, fire, we'd have tents up tomorrow. This issue has come on us slowly, and because it's poverty, we're slow to get up to speed.
Withune has been pushing for the creation of a supervised development of small, simple shelters akin to efforts in Marysville, Eugene, and elsewhere. Municipalities within the county, such as Chico, Gridley, and Paradise, could decide to opt in, which Oroville already has, or take no action. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.